This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Thank you for joining this winter 2016 edition of ILTA's Ask the Expert podcast series. There are as many ideas about leadership as there are leaders, and the new generations of leaders ascending into the workforce will continue to shape our notions of leadership. Today, I'm sitting down with Chuck Baldwin, Managing Director at Ogletree Deacons and a finalist for ILTA's 2016 Distinguished Peer Award for Leadership. We're going to dive into his career path, views of good leadership, and advice for those who aspire to leadership positions. Thank you for joining us, Chuck.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Let's begin with your thoughts on good leadership. What does a great leader do or not do?
I feel sort of a little embarrassed talking about this because I have worked with great leaders and don't view myself as a great leader, but I view myself as someone who works hard at trying to develop leadership skills. So with that sort of disclaimer, you know, I'll share some thoughts about what I found to be helpful insights about leadership. One of the things that I think has helped me is to develop and communicate and display an excellent strategic vision for the firm. I think I use that as a way to build consensus at a high level and communicate frequently this vision that people who work with strategic plans often know takes time for everyone to see the same vision in the same way. It just happens at a different pace, and so you have to be vigilant and patient as people test your theories and your strategic vision. But once you stay focused on that and consistent, I think people then see that vision, and it allows you to build a consensus. And then once people believe in that vision, then you have, I think, the strong team that can help you achieve it. So once you have your team put together, you're really giving them this general parameter and focus, and then trying to empower them so that they can go out and achieve these goals, but be available as a communicator to help that team celebrate victories, help them remove roadblocks, help them make sure they're properly funded and staffed, and help them set expectations within the organization. And I think this is really important in law firms so that the lawyers understand what the expectations are, what success looks like. And I think if you do that, then the lawyers start recognizing what value your team's adding to them and their clients, which I think is probably another thing to think about in terms of leadership, in addition to building this climate of reciprocal trust. But I think if you build being known for having this fearless loyalty for doing what's right for the organization and the customer or client, enterprise-wide thinking and commitment to that, so people understand that you and your team are focused on that as opposed to anything that's a personal agenda or anything that is for your own personal benefit or personal goal, I think that's very important, and you will then command the respect and the support of everyone on your team and in the firm when they recognize and believe that you have this immense loyalty to doing what's right for the organization and the client, because that benefits everybody. There's many, many things to talk about in terms of leadership, but you can never communicate too much. We're in 49 locations, and so we look for every way possible to communicate our vision and our goals and to help keep our entire firm focused on our strategic initiatives, our client pledge, and there's never enough opportunities to communicate that, but we look for every way possible and try and get creative and to generate additional opportunities for that.
Yeah, you brought up a lot of really great words in there: empower, loyalty, trust, value. So, there's a lot of really great takeaways in there. Is there a pivotal moment or two in your career where you knew you'd turned a corner from staffer to leader?
I guess so. I went on the board of the firm, and I didn't think of it that way as being a leader. But once you got there and saw the importance of what you're doing and how it could impact positively or negatively other people's careers, I guess you do appreciate at that point the importance of doing the right thing, working hard at getting to the right answer, and then trying to properly execute on that. So I guess that's probably when I first had that appreciation. Going into it, it didn't seem like I was raising my hand to be a leader of the firm. But once you got there, you know, I appreciated that I was in a role of leadership as a result of that, you know, had a higher expectation for myself in terms of what I gave back to the firm.
That's great. And I'm sure along the way you've learned lessons from mistakes. What would you say some of those lessons are?
Oh, a couple, I guess, come to mind. One, when you're in a role of leadership, you may be more cautious about how you communicate with people or how you describe or characterize things because your words have more meaning to others. I have done some leadership training. There's actually John Grinnell. I have done some of his programs and read his book. He talks about executive amplitude. And what may have been an innocuous comment as just a working lawyer becomes a potentially troubling comment to someone when you're in a role of leadership because people put extra importance on what you say and how you say it. When you are new to a leadership role, recognizing the power of your message, particularly depending on who you're giving it to, was something that I had to learn and realize that people view you differently. Even your longtime friends that you work with view you differently when you're in a role of leadership, and you have to recognize the responsibility that comes along with that and this executive amplitude, which was a concept he exposed me to that has, you know, proven to be true, and I thought very helpful insight because I tend not to take myself very seriously in doing this. It's just my role to help serve the firm, but when you do have that responsibility, you know, words have more powerful importance than they did before you were in that role.
Finally, I want to ask, what advice do you have for those who aspire to leadership positions?
This is something that we talk about to lawyers, and I think it applies to kind of any knowledge worker. You're not fully baked. So you get people who come out of law school and you have your degree, and maybe you think about it even in medicine where you come out, you're a resident, and then you may be a fellow, and then you have this ongoing responsibility to learn and be board certified. Well, lawyers have that same kind of commitment. We don't have as many registered steps maybe as doctors. I think any knowledge worker, you know, anybody in IT or accounting, all the support functions in an organization, certainly in a law firm, have to realize they're not fully baked. You have to try and grow your skill every year. And so if you think about that, if you're really interested in leadership, how many books on leadership are you reading? Do you read Harvard Business Review, which is a book I've reading and had for some time, because I think just helps one think about and develop additional skills. I've gone to leadership training programs. I've done assessments so I can better understand my blind spots. And all that has been helpful. And you have to remember, you're not fully baked when you're in this kind of role, that you have to continue to try and improve your skill sets and your insights every year. And I think about every year, what can I do to be a better leader and do additional reading and go to additional training programs? And I found that to be very helpful, and it has this cumulative effect that if you keep at it, you really do develop some new and helpful insights. So I think you have to kind of plan ahead, and if that's one of your goals, start thinking about it strategically. What books can I read? What seminars can I attend? What mentors can I develop that will help me develop leadership skills so that when I have the opportunity, I am fully baked and ready to be successful in that role?
You're not fully baked. That's a fun catchphrase to end on. And with that, we have come to the end of our time together. I'd like to thank our listeners. I encourage you to listen to more ILTA Radio podcasts, and please read this Ask the Expert article in our Winter 2016 Peer-to-Peer magazine. Chuck, this has been great. Thank you so much for sharing your time and insight.
It's a pleasure for me, and certainly appreciate the opportunity to speak with everyone.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio. Get tuned in.